T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know where to start at this point. Mark, how are you?
What's up, Joseph? How you been?
I've been horrible, and thank you for asking, but I'm glad to have you on. And
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Joe, being horrible.
And I want to ask you, starting out this offensive line, apparently, according to you, they had some good moments yesterday, which is different than some previous, than all of really previously in camp. But how often has the alleged first team taken reps together so far at all?
You talking about the projected number, top five?
Yes.
That'd be a whole great big zero together, all five of them. I mean, you're looking at Kendrick Green taking the majority of the snaps at center, Trey Turner getting, you know, some at the guard position because, you know, he's a little bit getting up there in age, so they're not going to wear him out. The other three have a combined total of five team snaps, and those came from Zach Banner yesterday. That's about it.
How many of them play Thursday? How many of the projected starters?
Well, I think Kendrick Green will start. That's the guarantee. That's been said since day one. Other than that, the other three won't play. Kevin Dotson won't play. Chooks won't play. Banner won't play, and I really highly doubt Trey Turner would play either. I mean, Tomlin's looking at this as a bonus. It's a bonus extra week of practice, a bonus game compared to everybody else, and he feels that they're going to have time to get those guys acclimated, down the road here. So I can imagine the majority of them will be back, I believe, what, Saturday's the next practice after Hall of Fame game. I think that's when he'll start ramping up everybody, and that's probably even including T.J. Watt.
Is Kevin Dotson facing legit competition for a starting spot?
No. If you look at anybody else on that offensive line, Joe, behind a perceived top six, maybe seven, no. I mean, J.C. Hasenauer could move the guard. That's not going to happen. B.J. Finney, same as what thing. That's not going to happen at all. I mean, he's a physical specimen right now, Dotson. I think he's dealing with some sort of little tweak. The whole thing with him is the mental game. Does he have it down of what offensive line coach wants from him and stuff like that? So I wouldn't imagine that would take too long, but no, there's pretty much the five you think they're going to be the starters. There's not really much wiggle room. Maybe Green shows that he cannot compete in it yet. Maybe Hasenauer or Finney goes in, but those other four are pretty locked in.
Mark Cabali on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. All right, here is my major concern on the offensive line, and it's probably one of several. But Kendrick Green, like when I see photos of him, and your reporting today sort of confirmed this for me, he's listed at 315. He just looks small. He looks small, and then I'm going to read your sixth item today of your notebook. We're going to see a lot of Green at center against the Cowboys. Let's hope he fares better than he did against top-level competition Monday during one-on-one drills. He's a little undersized, despite listed at 315, and Tyson Alualu manhandled him on consecutive reps. I'm concerned about this, the size of this guy and whether he can hold up against the bigger nose tackles.
That's a legitimate concern. I mean, he's a guy that's not only he might be 315 because – you know, he is 22 years old, and 22-year-old football players tend to actually be as much as, you know, they don't look as much as they weigh. There's a lot of muscle there. But there's a difference between, you know, a guy in the league three or four years and having those, you know, man muscles and man physique rather than still a kid who's 22 years old. And I think that's where Green is right now. And Alu had his way with him pretty easily a couple times. One of them, he just shoved him 7 yards in the back. But then he went against a smaller type of defensive tackle in Isaiah Bugs, not a monster, and he absolutely pancaked him. So is that a peek into what we're going to see here on Thursday or the season? Potentially.
I mean, only if he faces Isaiah Bugs in the AFC North would it be a preview. And last I checked, Baltimore and Cleveland have pretty big guys in the middle.
Yeah, Cincinnati might not, though, so that might be your one saving grace. But the thing about that is, you know, these are one-on-one drills. And typically, if you're in the heat of the game, you're getting help from either guard, and they got pretty two large guards to the left and right of him. So they were practicing a lot of double teams yesterday as well. Maybe he has to get some help early on from either Green or either Dotson or Turner. So that could be a possibility as well.
We have to get to the free association part of this immediately. Quick questions, quick answers. Are you game for this, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Will Najee Harris play in Thursday's game?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'm saying 50-50, but I think he'll get a series or two, yeah.
Concern level with the drops from the receivers at practice?
Not overly, other than the same guy keeps making a lot of drops, and it's not Deontay Johnson. I think Chase Claypool needs to tighten things up. I mean, that's an issue he had last year at times as well. So not overly, but specifically, I think Claypool needs to clean it up.
Single most impressive player in the entire camp so far is who?
It has to be Najee, because every time you look at him, you're shaking your head and scratching your head saying, how in the world did he do that? A lot of negative 3-yard gains and the 7-yard gains, Joe, and that's stuff that you just don't teach.
Single most impressive player that not a lot of people expected or have heard of, that type of thing, sort of the camp phenom this year is who?
Ooh, camp phenom so far. Probably Anthony McFarland, although you probably heard of him a time or two again. I think he's really fitting in nicely with what Canada wants to do. Fast, quick, use him in the right spots, and I think he could be pretty productive. So, I mean, I don't know if a fifth-round pick is under that category, but I'd say McFarland.
Benny Snell is a lock to make the team, yes or no?
Yeah, I think he is. I think it's going to be him over Ballage. I think one of them will find their way on a practice squad because it's an expanded practice squad, but I think you just can't overlook what Benny Snell has did in his limited opportunities the past 2 years.
Percent chance that Freiermuth has more snaps than Ebron starting game one?
Maybe not game one, but I bet you when we get to the week 17 and they all play 17 games, I bet you Freiermuth probably edges them out. It's going to be like 58-42% in favor of Freiermuth by season's end.
Percent chance that Dwayne Haskins wins the backup job?
I don't think so, no. I think they're still looking to the future for him, even though he has played pretty well here the first 2 weeks. I think he's more of a long-term project. He's a guy you want to be Ben's replacement for a career, not for two series because he banged up his knee.
You had to bet everything you own on Ben's successor. It would be, and this would be assuming that Ben leaves after this season, and I realize that might not happen. But assuming he does, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, or somebody who's not yet on the roster, where would you put your money?
I'd say short term would be Mason, as in next year. I think not on the roster years after that. I think Mason might be a one-year type of plug. Then it's going to be somebody else.
How does Devin Bush look?
Not a lot of reps yet. They're holding off on him because of that knee injury. Typically like a full year before they let him go fully, and that's in October. So he's been in there a little bit, so nothing to really report there, you know, because He hasn't had a ton of team reps.
Who finally winds up at starting outside corner and starting slot corner? Or slot, whatever.
Ooh, I would say it hinges on what happens at that slot corner. I think Antoine Brooks is the favorite to win that position. If he does that, then it falls into place quite easily with Cam Sutton and Joe Hayden. If that falls flat, then you're in a world of trouble. Then Sutton has to come inside. Pierre has to play probably 70% of the snaps outside, and that's not where you want to go. So if you're looking at one battle, Joe, for this whole camp, a lot hinges on that starting slot guy. Can Brooks Mallett or Arthur Mallett be the next Mike Hilton type determines a lot of where they go from there.
Who wins the punting battle?
I think you got Presley Harvin. If you're cutting Jordan Berry last year because you think he stinks, I don't think much has changed since then. So I think they're going to get the new guy a shot.
Thank you, Mark. Who's going to start at quarterback Thursday? Mason?
We'll find out here in about an hour and 10 minutes when Tomlin talks, but I think it will be Mason for a quarter and a half. Haskins probably for a good quarter, then Dobbs mopping up in the end.
20 seconds. Is Derek Watt really going to have a role in this offense as your lead item?
He did yesterday. He looked pretty good yesterday, how they used him. Just think, Joe, think of George Aston 2016 Pitt and how he would have to have 10 touchdowns to make big plays. I think if you can use him in that role as a wing guy type of guy who can pull on counters because their guards can't, I think he could be a part. He can get a lot of time. I don't think you're going to see straight fullback other than maybe goal line, but I think he could be used in other ways.
Interesting. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. That was great.
All right, Joe. Take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.